is right now the moment where they're going to say, all right, we're just going to turn it over to Drake May? Didn't sound that way just simply based on the comments of Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo. But what is very evident here, Tom, is that it is coming. Whether it's next week, whether it's the week after, whether it's the middle of the season, it is clearly coming. And the Patriots, have, rather than put him out there, they've really tried to ease him in. You just hope at the end of all this that it is all absolutely worth it. No one's going to care that he came in and got hit a couple times against the Jets, but was that valuable to his development? The Patriots obviously hope yes, and pretty clear we will at some point fairly soon see Drake May.
Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. That was Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Sounds like it's going to be soon.
Could be soon.
Week five. Drake May.
Week five on the table.
Week five definitely sounds like it's in play. Burt Breer had some reporting on this as well on NBC Sports Boston that I want to get to. A reminder, we'll get to last week in review.
That's right. We didn't have a chance. It was so slammed on Friday.
What a busy Patriots Friday that was after the Patriots got pants by the Jets.
Yeah, it didn't go great.
And went from what I thought could be, you know, a scrappy, frisky little team.
No, they're not
winning more games than you thought to arguably the worst team in the NFL.
Yep.
A lot turned on that.
Life comes at you fast.
So we had to bump the week in review to today. We'll get to that coming up about 10 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. Bert also said, my understanding is the plan for Drake May to get out there is going to happen at some point in 2024. This won't be a redshirt year.
Okay.
He said they'll be patient,
oh,
but May's progress has gotten to a point where the expectation is he'll earn his way on the field relatively soon.
Week five, week six, very much in play.
Well, and so we all kind of feel that way, right?
Yes.
I don't want to speak for everyone out there. Perhaps you disagree. You can jump in if you do. 617-779-7937. But I think most people, once they committed to Jacoby Brissett to start the year, week one against Cincinnati, most people looked at it and said, Miami week five, Houston week six, those make sense. You're at home. That would be the time to do it. If they're angling to do that anyway, why not lean in on giving him the start this week against the Niners? I know they're not going to, but to have 10 days to get ready for it and really know you're going to be the guy, the team knows you're going to make the switch, it's a mini bye week, and oh, by the way, the Niners are more vulnerable than we thought. They're 1-2. They just lost to the Rambulance. The Rams aren't healthy. They're beaten up.
Nobody. No.
They lost to that team.
No Nakua.
They lost to the Vikings the week before.
Right.
Like, they really haven't been as good as we thought.
No, this is like a preseason thought on the Niners.
Yeah.
And like not holding them out against the Niners. No, this would have made the most sense because it was the worst loss imaginable, just the way the whole game was played. Everybody, right? This isn't like just an offense problem with the Jets, but here's your opportunity to go to Drake May, and hopefully years down the road, we don't even remember that it was, you know, it took 3 weeks to get him in there. You're like, oh, when was it? Oh, he started week four? Yeah, that's fine. But now that we're living in the moment, you're like, all right, why isn't he out there? Now, I think the whole idea of a redshirt year got thrown out the window as soon as the year began. When he was the backup, there was no chance it was a redshirt because Jacoby Brissett, was he going to last all year with a good O-line?
No.
Or was he going to last all year with a bad O-line?
No.
So when they moved on from Zappe and didn't bring in a replacement veteran guy, I was like, all right, we're going to see Drake May at some point this year. When they throw him into the game in garbage time, so you're so not – obviously not Mayo or Van Pelt, but for a lot of fans, they're so afraid to see him get hurt or the chance that he might get hit. They played him. They played him in the final drive, but actually with 16 plays. He did get hit. He got back up. He kept playing. But there's no veteran backup, and he got into a game already. So now, I mean, you kind of speed up the time because we knew it was a matter of when, not if he was going to play. But then once you see him, and I think it's going to work out this way. It's going to be in a maybe a coincidence, maybe not. Jacoby Brissett eventually is going to turn the ball over. Eventually.
It has to happen.
He can't go all year long with no picks, no fumbles. He's done it this far. But my prediction now is he either throws a pick or gets strip sacked in the game on Sunday. And then they're going to be like, all right, well, the one thing we need him to do is kind of unrealistic first
of all. So now you're
done. Now you're done.
Yeah.
That's how I think it's going to work out. And maybe that, again, maybe coincidence, maybe the plan all along was week five, but just in my head, that's how it's going to work out.
Yeah, so I still think it's more calendar related, but that's fair. Maybe he turns it over and they're like, we can't do this anymore. Do you think we see Drake May this weekend? Like, do you think we're getting to a point now where it was like last year where Bailey Zappe's getting into a few games for Mac Jones and all of a sudden Well, if you're going to keep bringing him in the fourth quarter of all these games, yeah. in the second half of all these games, you might as well make the switch. Do you think we see Drake May this weekend?
Yeah, I think we could. I mean, yes. If I had to answer it, I'd say yes.
Not starting, obviously, but in relief of Brissett at some point.
Because my answer was going to be, I think it's going to really depend maybe on the defense. Like, does the defense hold down the Niners? So we're also all banged up. There's no McCaffrey. There's no Debo. There's no Kittle. That's a MASH unit. It seems like it is most years, by the way. But those guys are all banged up. So if the defense does a decent enough job, maybe the game's close enough and they just kind of ride it out with Brissett, and then May still starts, though. It's another loss. Maybe May still starts. But if they're giving up a bunch of points, and if Juwan Jennings, who just had three touchdowns against the Rams, if he's flying around the field and the game is, I mean, it was three scores by the time they put May. It was down 21. So let's how about this? Maybe 20 is the magic number.
Yeah.
If they're down by 20, then yeah, he plays again.
Yeah.
And I bet they're probably down by 20.
Well, I mean, look, I haven't loved what I've seen out of the Niners, but that's definitely in play on the road, yeah. the way you just played against the Jets. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, we have the Wolfpack, who I think is now taking a lot of heat. Deservedly so. It's been a mess.
People are on Elliott Wolf.
No, and you should be. And I keep saying it's a neat trick he's trying to pull where you can't play the quarterback. I think he's probably the one holding back the decision. Like, Jerod Mayo after the game on Thursday was like, yeah, we got to look at it. And he left the door ajar to make a switch. And, you know, Greg said this to me this morning. I think he's right. They probably had a chat and they're like, yeah, you know what? We're not opening that door. It's not time. He's not ready. We're not going to him. So fine. So Mayo has to come in the next day and be like, yeah, Jacoby's our starter until I say he's not the starter. Until I'm told he's not the starter. Right, and then I tell you.
Exactly.
So I think Elliott Wolf is saying it's not time yet. The roster's not ready for him yet, which is fine. But then who built the roster? You. Oh, there's no offensive line. You can't play him. Who put that offensive line together?
He did. He put the line together.
There's no weapons to throw to. He put that together. And so I think now 3 weeks in, people are starting to look at it and go, hang on, you say the roster's not ready for the kid, and we all want to see the kid because no one wants to watch Jacoby Brissett, and you're the one preventing us from seeing Drake May, and you're the one who put together the roster? That's on you.
Oof.
And I wonder how much pushback he's getting from Mayo, and I don't think you can fight that for too much longer. If Brissett keeps doing nothing and keeps not moving the football, sooner or later the roster and the coaching staff is going to win out over Elliott Wolf and his slow plan with bringing along Drake May.
And the offensive line thing, it's not like it's in this shape because of three injuries. Like, it was in this shape the whole time. Like, this is how bad the offensive line was when he inherited it.
This was the vision.
And the only halfway decent linemen are guys he inherited. Right, like, David Andrews was here. I know he re-signed on Wenu, but he was already identified and drafted by Belichick. And if you wanted to say City So, I know he's been hurt. Maybe he comes back this week. He was penciled in as a starter. He was also drafted last year. So as far as this draft and free agency and any kind of trade window, nothing. Brought in Okorafor, who like comically just left the team. And then you're left with rookies out of position, guys you claimed off the waiver wire. So everybody that Elliott Wolf has brought in straight up was not wanted on any other team. Like, guys that were just available, guys that were cut by their teams from a year before, and now he's trying to, like, piecemeal it together. When we knew, hell, even last year at this time, the offense wasn't good. The very few Mac Jones people out there would still be like, well, the offensive line's trash.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right. But there's a lot of other things that were trash at that time, too. But the offensive line's been an issue for a while. Elliott Wolf had to have known that, did know that, and yet felt like they were going to be able to make do with who they have. Plus, you don't even have the Dante Scarnecchia. You could hand Dante Scarnecchia for years, not great offensive lineman, and get like a like, you've overturned the coordinator and the offensive line coach every year for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And then you're expecting them to be able to make it a decent line. It's not happening.
So look, I'm annoyed with the coaching staff. I didn't like the game plan the other night. And forget the game plan. They weren't ready to go. That is on Mayo. And that was some of my initial frustration. I'm still frustrated listening to him talking about the 1-2 start and the Jets loss. I wish there was a little more passion and fire and anger there. But whatever, that's an aesthetic thing. They clearly weren't ready to go on Thursday. Wolf is catching some flack, and he should, for his roster. Poorly constructed. It's not built to support a young quarterback. There's nothing on the team, really. You know, Kraft is somewhere on that list, too. They spent some money this offseason. They didn't spend $0 like they had the last couple of off seasons. But what parameters was Wolf working within to add talent? He could have done more than he did. I feel confident in that. You didn't have to bring back everybody on the roster who they paid money to. You didn't have to pick Chukwuma Okorafor for. So I'm not letting Wolf off the hook, but I do wonder the parameters that were set for him and how much ownership deserves blame.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ultimate, like, they're at the top. So all those decisions get signed off by Kraft. So I think they're definitely on the list for sure. I just still think that if the plan all along involved Drake May sitting or at least not starting right away because of the state of the rest of the team, how on earth do you not utilize a higher draft pick on a lineman? I wanted Jalen Polk. Don't get me wrong. Or I was happy with Jalen Polk in the second round. But if it was at the expense of playing Drake May, then take a tackle in the second or trade up from the second into the first. If it's right. that important to get the guy now, just so you can see your number three pick, they should have done that. And then you could have found a receiver in the third round, right? Don't take Caden Wallace in the third round. Take a receiver there. Because I just assumed, and I was wrong to assume this, that they would have drafted high quarterback wide out and then thrown money at tackle.
Done something around them. Yeah, Tyron
Smith. That seemed
like
to be the most obvious thing.
Who was the other? Jonah Williams got hurt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But something like that.
Right, but at least it would have been a swing.
At least it would have been a plan.
Because not a core four. Because even when they signed a core four, everybody said, all the shows were saying, all right, that's fine like for depth, but he's not, I mean, is he your left tackle right now? Like he's maybe like a backup right tackle.
Right, he might be a swing tackle.
Like, no, he's a starting left tackle. You're like, what?
Okay.
So that was scary at that time, and it's just played out like we expected.